Class 3, Subject Mathematics, Topic Fractions. Good morning, children. Today you will learn about fractions. Fractions are equal parts of a whole. A whole is a complete or a full object. For example, one whole cake, one whole chocolate, one whole collection of pens, one whole collection of oranges. Now, I will read out the different fractions of a whole object. 1/2. When a whole is divided into two equal parts, each part is called 1/2 or 1/2. 1/3. When a whole is divided into three equal parts, each part is called 1/3 or 1/3. 1/4. When a whole is divided into four equal parts, each part is called 1/4 or 1/4. Fractions can be written using two whole numbers and a line. The number above the line is called numerator. The number below the line is called denominator. Denominator tells us the total number of parts in a whole. Numerator tells us how many parts are taken from the whole. We must note that denominator cannot be zero because we cannot make zero parts of a whole. Writing of fractions. How do we write fractions? For example, 1/2. The numerator is 1 and the denominator is 2. It is written as 1/2 or half. 2/3. The numerator is 2 and denominator is 3. It is written as 2/3 or 2/3. 3/4. The numerator is 3 and denominator is 4. It is written as 3/4 or 3/4. Now, how do you color a fraction? For example, if I say color 1/4 of a whole square or 1/4, all we have to do is divide the square into four equal parts and color only one part. Similarly, another fraction, 2/5. We divide the square into five equal parts and only color two parts. Now, we will learn how to add and subtract fractions. When we add or subtract fractions, the numerator is only added or subtracted and the denominator remains the same. For example, if I say add the fractions 3/8 plus 2/8. Now we will add the numerator 3 and 2. If we add 3 and 2, we get 5. The denominator being 8 remains 8. So the new fraction is 5/8. Another example I will give you. 3/6 plus 1/6. The numerators are 3 and 1. When we add 3 plus 1, we get 4. The denominator is 6, so the denominator remains 6. So the new fraction formed is 4/6. In the same way, we subtract. 3/8 minus 2/8. The numerator is 3 minus 2 and it is equal to 1.